We have two lead stories tonight. The government of the United States remains partly shut down. At the same time, we watch President Trump denying that he ever worked on behalf of another government. We begin with that denial and the new questions about Mr. Trump and Moscow. Foreign Affairs correspondent Nick Schifrin reports.
On a wintry morning outside the White House, the President of the United States declared, "I am not a Russian agent."
"I never worked for Russia. And you know that answer better than anybody. I never worked for Russia. Not only did I never work for Russia, I think it's a disgrace that you even asked that question, because it's a whole big fat hoax. It's just a hoax."
President Trump was responding to a New York Times report. The FBI opened a counterintelligence investigation into whether Mr. Trump was, quote, knowingly working for Russia or had unwittingly fallen under Moscow's influence. The Bureau opened the counterintelligence investigation after President Trump fired FBI Director James Comey and suggested to NBC News he did so to end the Russia investigation.
"I was going to fire Comey, knowing there was no good time to do it. And in fact, when I decided to just do it, I said to myself, I said, you know, this Russia thing with Trump and Russia is a made-up story."
Today, President Trump accused the FBI officials who started the counterintelligence investigation of corruption.
"I guess they started it because I fired Comey, which was a great thing I did for our country. So the people doing that investigation were people that have been caught that are known scoundrels. They're, I guess you could say, they're dirty cops."
"Wouldn't it be a great thing if we could actually get along with Russia?"
As both candidate and president, Mr. Trump has long advocated for improved U.S.-Russia relations and defended Russian President Vladimir Putin.
"Putin's a killer. A lot of killers. We got a lot of killers. Why, you think our country's so innocent?"
The intelligence community was already investigating Mr. Trump's business and political connections to Russia, and then he fired Comey. Days later, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein appointed former FBI Director Robert Mueller to investigate conspiracy and obstruction. What's new is the New York Times reports the FBI also asked Mueller to investigate whether Mr. Trump was acting on Russia's behalf.
"President Putin and I have been discussing various things, and I think it's going very well.
President Trump also faces allegations he withheld details of his conversations with Putin, even from his own staff. According to the Washington Post, on at least one occasion, the president took his interpreter's notes and told the interpreter, quote, not to discuss what had transpired with other administration officials. That means there is no detailed record, even in classified files, of Trump's face-to-face interactions with the Russian leader at five locations over the past 2 years. A White House official disputes that, saying senior aides, such as National Security Advisor John Bolton, received a readout. Today, President Trump said he was willing to release details and that private meetings are normal.
"But I have those meetings one-on-one with all leaders, including the President of China, including Prime Minister of Japan, Abe. We have those meetings all the time. No big deal."
The president feared his private conversations becoming public, White House senior counselor Kellyanne Conway said today.
"The president at that time in 2017 was suffering from a great number of leaks. We're always concerned about leaks, obviously, particularly national security leaks. That's not funny, and that's serious business."
The Trump administration pursued a more aggressive policy against Russia than its predecessors, launching missiles into Russian ally Syria, sending offensive weapons to Ukrainian soldiers fighting Russian-backed separatists, closing Russian consulates, and expelling Russian diplomats. But President Trump's rhetoric continues to defend Putin and instead target the U.S. law enforcement agency that's investigating him.
"And they are so embarrassed by their leadership. I have never seen a turnaround in a bureau or agency like I have with the FBI."
That was Nick Schifrin.